Welcome to today's Vrenchka Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. President of the Pella Community Foundation, Jim Brandle, joins us on today's program to talk about their upcoming application deadline for grants and why folks should consider giving to the Pella Community Foundation as they make end-of-year donations. Well, Jim, the deadline for the Pella Community Foundation grant applications is coming up very soon, in fact, on November 15th, and you're hopeful that numerous nonprofit organizations within the community will apply for grants that have helped numerous organizations throughout the community since the Pella Community Foundation started. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about the grant applications and why it's so important for our nonprofits to get involved.
Well, first of all, thank you, Andrew, for inviting me to be on Let's Talk Pella. I appreciate the opportunity. Yes, the grant deadline for applicants to the Pella Community Foundation for grants for 2017 is indeed November 15. People who work for or are associated with not-for-profits in the Pella area can go to our website, www.pellacommunityfoundation.org, and if they click on the tab, on the grants tab, they'll find grant information and grant application forms that they can fill out. But again, we're encouraging people to make sure that all of those applications are in by November 15.
These grants are for, as I understand it, a wide range of organizations here in the community. Who are you looking for, I guess, specifically to come apply for these grants that really help our nonprofits in the community?
Well, the requirement that we have as policy are that we will grant to Pella area, and that generally includes organizations within the Pella School District region, which are deemed to be by the IRS 501c3 not-for-profits. That also includes agencies of government and also school systems and colleges. And so organizations that fall in that range. And generally, we ask people to apply for grants that do not support operations. We're looking for special projects that they may receive funding for where they might not have the funds available to do that on their own. So we're looking for those kinds of projects from organizations.
That's a wide range right there that we're talking about when it comes to nonprofit organizations and government entities here in the county and here in Pella specifically. One of the things that you wanted to talk about today is the idea that this is the time of year we start seeing letters and we start seeing a lot of organizations asking for annual donations and gifts. And a lot of people say to you, Jim, well, I can't give to them all. You have a little bit of, a rebuttal to that in the sense of what the Pella Community Foundation stands for.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Andrew, that I often get comments from people saying, I get so many letters and I just don't know how to sort them all out and I can't afford to give to them all. Well, my answer to that is if you give to the Pella Community Foundation, you can do what we call giving diversification. Last year, we gave out 30 grants to 26 different organizations within the Pella organization, totaling $50,000. So if people give to our annual fund, they can have that money go to, in last year's instance, 30 different organizations. Now, for example, if one person were to give, let's say, a gift of $100, that $100 is going to be split 30 different ways, but just for an example, this year in 2016, those grants funded a workshop for siblings of children with special needs, and we provided a motorized scooter to help development skills at COC. And we helped tell the story about the beginning of Pella by helping to produce a book about the Tuttle Log Home here in Pella. We provided a playground fence for the early Pella Learning Center and a kids' room at the Pella Regional Health Center emergency room. So there's all kinds of projects that are available for funding and to be able to help enhance the quality of life for the people of Pella. And that's part of our mission as a community foundation.
And there are so many different ways to give to the Pella Community Foundation, but where can folks find all that information? And what are, I guess, you can mention some of the ways that people most commonly will get you funds?
Well, number one, we send out, like a lot of organizations, materials. And if you're on our mailing list, you'll receive our 2016 annual report and a request for donation to our annual fund. If you do not receive that, then there are several other options. You can go to our website at www.pellacommunityfoundation.org, And on that website, click on the tab, Become a Donor. And you can donate online with a credit card. Or, if you wish, you can contact us by calling the telephone number, 628-8003, and leave a message. We don't have an office personnel, but we have a messaging service. So leave a message for us and give us your information and address, and we'll be happy to get you materials and provide you with the opportunity to be a part of giving to the Pella Community Foundation.
Once again, that was Jim Brandel with the Pella Community Foundation. That concludes today's Wrench Gap Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.